It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
It appears these days that women are working out harder than men. Yes, that's correct. It appears that all those myths about women shouldn't lift weights because they're going to put on bulk, well, it's all changed. And joining me today is Special Projects Editor at The Greatest, Brittany Rescher, to help us address why women are working out so hard. Brittany, how are you today?
I'm great, Jay. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Brittany, every time I look at a magazine, I turn on a TV, I walk into a gym, it appears that women are working out much harder than the men. And Brittany, the question is this true? And if it's true, why is it?
It's definitely true. You know, I think women, you know, we finally realize, you know, we're strong and we're pushing ourselves in other areas of our lives now. You know, we're going after the executive jobs at work and we're just doing more and more. And we figure, why not push ourselves at the gym too? And by doing those things, you know, it makes us feel strong. It makes us confident. And it's also, you know, a great stress reliever because you have such a busy life outside of the gym. You go there, you bang out like this awesome workout. You're doing something that makes you feel great, and you totally forget about that, and you leave feeling awesome.
That is great. And I see this so much in these Soul Cycle classes and these Barry boot camps, women just taking it to another level. And that's what I want to go into. High intensity programs, and if people don't know what high intensity is, it's working out at your max for a short duration of time and then taking a break and then working out at your max again. Brittany, do you think with the implementation of these high intensity programs and these classes, is that what really kicked it off? I know we're talking about stepping it up in the workforce, but it appears like this lit the fuse.
Oh, definitely. And I think those classes also have that element of, like, they're both fun because people think of specifically SoulCycle as being more of like a dance party than an actual workout. So yes, you are sweating and working hard, but you're also having so much fun that you don't. It doesn't always feel like a workout. And also, those places, they have that sense of community. You know, people talk about that a lot, especially with CrossFit, and that it's that team environment. Everybody's cheering you on. You're not so much competing against each other or trying to see, like, well, is she lifting more than me? Is she doing more reps than me? It's more everybody's like, hey, you can do this. You know, we're not going to stop until you're finished too. And when you have that support, it's just, it makes it more welcoming. You know, the working out is no longer intimidating to women.
You mentioned a good point. It's not intimidating to women anymore. And there's been so many, if you look at the ads these days, if you're walking past the stores, especially the Reebok stores, there are more pictures than women exercising than there are men. And it's very appealing to women because it's giving them the inner strength that I can do this. And for so many years, they were pushed aside. Remember the old gyms, Brittany, is that you go in the gym and they have the female section in the back and the male section right up front. Today, we don't see that. We see an integration of both men and women fighting and vying for that top position. And I see that a lot in the SoulCycle and the CrossFit classes. Now, is this trend where women are working out exceptionally hard, is it here to stay, or is it going to fiddle out like the rest of them?
You know, I think it'll stay around some, but I think in the end it's going to stay like the rest of them. It's clearly very popular now, and there are some women that are just going to keep doing it because they love it and it's what makes them feel best. But there's always going to be something else that comes along in another year or so that other people jump on top of and that becomes like the big craze. It's just kind of the cycle of the fitness industry, and you know, you really never know what's going to come next.
Speaking of what's coming next, in your writings and what you're seeing, are you witnessing a decline maybe in these home workouts that were once popular for women? Because women, a lot of times, would stay at home. They'd buy the DVDs, they'd buy the CDs, and they'd stay at home until they got the confidence. Do you see that these home workouts are on a decline because the classrooms are so intense and that's where people want to go?
Really, we're not seeing a decline. I think home workouts will always still be popular because there are the most convenient ones for you. You know, you don't need to take the time to get to the gym. You also don't need to pay for a gym membership. A lot of times you don't need any equipment at all. Bodyweight exercises are great. You can do them in the tiniest of apartments. And, you know, because of all those things, like, if you want to work out and you just want to get it done, at home is going to be the easiest way for you to do it.
Now, are these workouts at home just as intense? Are there places online that people can go to? Maybe the greatest. Is there places that people can be challenged and work out at home as women?
Oh, definitely. And yes, Greatest certainly has the high-intensity interval training workouts that you can get just as good of a burn, just as good of, you know, a total body workout at home as you could at a gym. You know, sometimes you might just want to, like, get a timer or something like that, because a lot of the workouts are, you know, say you'll work out 30 seconds, rest 10 seconds, work out again 30 seconds, on and off like that. But, you know, you can easily do these things at home as long as you have the motivation and incentive to do them yourself. That's the only thing I would say you would get more of, obviously, in a class. You're going to have the instructor there encouraging you, other students encouraging you, you know, pushing you on and convincing you, like, yeah, you can do one more, don't give up yet. Whereas at home, it's a little bit easier to just be like, you know, I'm tired, I'm going to stop halfway through.
Now, stopping halfway through, this trend is still going strong. What is next? What is next for women? Have you seen anything else? Is there anything that you can give us any secrets to that's the next big fitness trend, maybe for women in terms of this intensity?
You know, it was interesting. I was at the Yoga Journal conference last month, and they were talking about how this whole harder is better mentality, they feel it's going to fade away soon. They think we're getting back to more, just less intense. You know, it's still great workouts, but realizing that you don't need to push yourself every single time, you know, and that doing that repeatedly can wear down your body. So, you know, I don't think that these intense workouts are going to fade away very quickly, but it is interesting to see, you know, will suddenly a trend of less intense actually come back up now?
I think you make a very valid point, because women these days are not only so strong, but their confidence levels are so high, especially see, you know, the people working at the Facebook and the Googles and the Microsoft, and these women are becoming CEOs and COOs. So it's happening in the work sector, which translates a lot into the fitness sector. But now, as you're mentioning, it's starting to say, hey, we made it. Let's calm it down. And it's very important, because you think about it, 70% of America is either overweight or obese. And they may not be just ready to get intense. So, Brittany, I'm asking you, if you have a woman who's on the couch and she doesn't know what to do, but she really wants to hit her inner strength, what were some of the tips that you would give her?
I would definitely start a little bit slower. You know, walking is always a great thing. And again, it's one of those very convenient things that anybody can do. You know, you really don't need any equipment other than a good pair of shoes. And if you want to start with strength training, do the body weight first. You know, you don't need to go straight to dumbbells. Also, most importantly, consult a trainer. You know, make sure that you at least get that initial session where you can learn things and be sure that you're doing the exercises properly. You're not going to hurt yourself. You're also not going to push yourself too hard too quickly. You know, there's no reason that you need to be intense right away. Like, you need to start out at what level is best for you.
So we're crawling before we're walking. Brittany, thank you so much. Brittany, real quickly, if people wanted to find more about you and where they can find your writings, where can they head to?
Definitely check out Greatist. That's GREATIST.com. And I'm also on Twitter at Brittany_Rusher.
Brittany, thank you so much for joining us. To learn more about the female fitness craze, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.